questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It certainly is, this morning with Dr. Nikki Jackson. Kia ora, Nikki, how are you?
Morena.
It's lovely to have you up in the studio today. We're chatting about evidence-based alcohol policy today. So what can you tell us about that, and why have the university got you up here to talk about it?
Well, the problem is we don't have evidence-based alcohol policy. We've got really high levels of drinking and harm in this country, but we've got a decade of inaction towards that harm. So the poorest communities, Māori and Pacific communities, suffer the greatest, and yet we have huge inequities, but governments after governments after governments not willing to take the action on that.
So why do you think that is?
Well, this seminar series, the Winter Lecture Series, is about the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room in this regard is the multinational alcohol industry,
right,
who have huge sway in terms of policy making, not just in New Zealand, but internationally. So every country that tries to put in strong laws around alcohol spends years and years in the legal courts trying to be you know, challenged around these laws. And yet they're trying to protect their citizens, but the multinational alcohol companies are, you know, having a huge sway on what... you know, they profit from heavy drinking and they want to protect those profits.
Is that purely because they have money to back up their lawyer? Like, is that, it's just getting good lawyers?
Huge resources. And they're lobbying. They have swipe card access into our government, into our beehive. I don't have swipe card access. So they have the ability to walk the halls of parliament and have build relationships with politicians.
That's quite amazing, really.
It is. There's a huge list of a number of people in New Zealand that have swipe card access into parliament, a number of lobbyists from a range of companies. And yet the everyday New Zealander doesn't have that. So that's really the elephant in the room, that, you know, trying to get good alcohol policies across the line is very difficult for most, pretty much every government across the world.
Absolutely. So what is it that you are going to be talking about in this lecture series? Are you going to be talking about how we can kind of combat this, or?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start off with talking about, well, what does drinking look like in New Zealand at the moment? What is the level of harm? And it's very high, and it's costing society billions of dollars, and it is affecting those that are most disadvantaged the most. And then I'll talk about, well, what could we do? What will work to address our drinking culture? Because alcohol is more affordable than it's ever been before. You can buy a bottle of wine for $5.99 in the supermarket. You know, a whole range of beverages are just too cheap in this country. The number of outlets has increased exponentially in the last few decades. And you'll be aware that alcohol advertising and sponsorship is just rife. So
absolutely, yeah.
We actually know what will work. We've actually got really good university research in New Zealand that shows what will make a difference in our drinking culture. And so I'll be talking about, well, what is it in the political arena, or what is, you know, the elephant in the room, the alcohol industry? What are they doing to stop good policy?
Would you say that New Zealand's drinking culture is quite different on an like international scale? Like if you go over to the US or the UK or another big country?
So we drink less than the UK, Scotland and Ireland, but we're kind of on par with Australia. We're less than the United States and Canada. So, you know, we're all suffering internationally from a lack of good alcohol policies, and everybody is facing the same multinational alcohol companies in these challenges. So globally, we're going to have to work together on this. If we look at the New Zealand example, every council in 2012 was given the ability to set their own local alcohol policies, so they could say how many liquor outlets in communities, what hours they could open, whether they could be close to schools or universities, and they were able to really have control over the amount of alcohol sold in their communities. This was in 2012. If we look at Auckland, for example, we're still held up in high court legal challenges by the alcohol industry.
Crazy,
we still have no policy to protect Aucklanders.
Yeah.
5 years, and you know, we've gone through high court challenge after high court challenge, and we're still no further ahead. So councils are really getting tired of this. They've invested millions of dollars in fighting these legal appeals. A number of the councils around the country have now given up after spending that money, going, we're tired, we've got no more resources
to
fight.
There's other things we have to do.
There are other things, absolutely, especially small councils that have a small ratepayer base. They can't fund, you know, QC lawyers to kind of, you know, to fight these challenges. changes. So
we've had like massive, I guess, changes in the way that people understand like the tobacco industry, for example. Do you think that that's a way we should be sort of pushing the way we talk about alcohol and alcohol consumption?
Well, certainly in the case that in terms of cancer, there's no safe level of consumption. So it is heading towards that way. We want to reduce the harm in this country. We don't want to get rid of alcohol, but we do want to lower the amount of harm.
Yeah.
I think you made a good point around tobacco. One of the reasons we've been able to implement tax increases, plain packaging, getting rid of it, displays, is because in 2015 we signed an international agreement that said we won't engage with the tobacco industry in policy making.
Right.
Now, across the world, researchers are now calling for the same thing for alcohol.
Yeah. Interesting.
So the WHO recently, and there's been movement in Ireland and Scotland, where they've now formulated policies to say we will not engage with the alcohol industry in policy making. We want that same agreement in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So there is not that. So there's transparency in terms of the alcohol industry and their relationship at the policymaking table. They don't deserve to be at the policymaking table. This is for New Zealanders to determine what we're going to do to reduce harm in this country.
Fantastic.
Do you think that alcohol should have more education around it, in the sense that obviously with tobacco there's also the warning labels of like the risks of smoking and all that stuff? Do you think that alcohol should have that same?
So in October last year we finally won a 20-year battle to get pregnancy warning labels on bottles. Look, they're not the be-all and end-all. We need to address the low price of alcohol in this country first and foremost. And then the other thing that we know, that New Zealanders have very low levels of awareness of the relationship between alcohol and cancer. So for example, the leading cause of death in New Zealand women drinkers is breast cancer. That's the leading cause of death, and so few women know that. And they don't know that the risks of breast cancer from drinking begin at really low levels of consumption. It's not just about heavy drinking. So you're absolutely right, the education in terms of some of the health risks from alcohol are low. But talking about education in schools, you might be aware that the alcohol industry is currently running a program in all high schools at the moment. Now, we believe that the alcohol industry has no place teaching New Zealand high school students about the harms from alcohol.
No, that seems very contradictory.
Yeah. Yes, and so there are 60 schools in New Zealand that are just taking part in the SMASHED project set up by the brewers and the winemakers in New Zealand. We believe teachers are the right people to be, you know, talking through this information.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for popping up this morning, Dr. Nikki Jackson. You're doing a free public lecture as part of the University of Auckland's Winter Lecture Series, and that's on Wednesday the 3rd of July, so tomorrow. Where will people be able to find you?
We're at the
university.
At the Whale Pacifica.
Cool, at the Whale Pacifica. Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university. We've